This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Just before the opening of the Olympic Games, Tokyo has hit another six-month high in new coronavirus cases. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The 1,979 new cases are the highest since 2044 were recorded on January the 15th. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and the International Olympic Committee have been determined to hold the Olympics despite the pandemic. Suga placed Tokyo under a state of emergency on the 12th of July, but daily cases have sharply risen. Spectators are banned from all Olympic venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites. I'm Zaria Shackley.
On the eve of the Tokyo Olympics, organizers fired the director of the opening ceremony over a joke he made about the Holocaust. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The joke was made by Kentaro Kobayashi in the 1990s, but resurfaced in local media. Tokyo 2020 chief Seiko Hashimoto apologized on Thursday for causing any trouble and worry after Kobayashi got the boot. Hours earlier, local news outlets also reported that former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a staunch advocate for the Tokyo Games, would not show up at the showpiece event. Earlier this week, a well-known musician who goes by the stage name Cornelius was also forced to step down as composer of the event.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. Lawmakers cited the urgency of protecting those on-the-ground allies from the Taliban retaliation as the U.S. military withdrawal